USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Louisiana residents are hunkering down as Hurricane Delta is expected to make landfall later today. The Category 3 hurricane is packing sustained winds of 115 miles an hour, with forecasters expecting a storm surge of up to 11 feet in some areas. Lake Charles, Louisiana resident Stanley Hazelton says he's taking the warnings to evacuate seriously.
We actually stayed through Laura, and my wife and I said we're never going to stay for another hurricane again, so I booked rooms on Tuesday in Houston.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi introduced a piece of legislation Friday that would give Congress a pathway to invoke the 25th Amendment to remove the president from executive duties. At a news conference, Pelosi said the bill is not about removing President Trump, but setting up a process for determining future presidents' fitness for office.
A president's fitness for office must be determined by science and facts.
This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
Vice President Mike Pence is postponing a trip back to his home state to cast an early ballot. The Vice President and Second Lady Karen Pence were scheduled to return to Indianapolis and cast their ballots Friday afternoon, but a scheduling issue has changed plans. The Vice President's office says the schedule change is not a health-related issue. Washington is reacting after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announced an effort to create a committee to investigate the fitness of the president for duty. Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin tells Fox News that he doesn't believe this isn't about President Trump. As Pelosi has said, it's really about not accepting the results of the 2016 election.
Well, of course, this is about President Trump. I agree with Leader McConnell. It is absurd. And it's just further proof that the Democrats have never recognized the wishes of the American people when they elected Donald Trump as president in 2016. You had people within government, in the Obama administration, carried over into the Trump administration, completely corrupted the transition process. President Trump was absolutely correct. There was no peaceful transition in 2016.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says it's highly unlikely that Congress will pass any additional coronavirus stimulus package before the election. Speaking at an event in Kentucky, McConnell said the situation remains murky and that he doesn't see the two parties coming together before the November 3rd election. McConnell's comments come days after President Trump cut off any further negotiations on a new package, then reversed course and pushed for standalone bills to address unemployment, small businesses, and aid to airlines. Wisconsin is the scene of more protests after prosecutors declined to charge a police officer in the shooting death of a black teen. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
The mother and sister of an armed teenager shot and killed by police in Wisconsin was among 11 people arrested for taking to the streets after a curfew was in effect in a Milwaukee, Wisconsin suburb. The Wisconsin National Guard called up as protests turned to riots and looting of gas stations and grocery stores in Wauwatosa, Wisconsin. This began because prosecutors didn't file charges against the African-American officer who shot and killed a 17-year-old in February. 17-year-old Alvin Cole had a gun illegally, was running from officers outside a mall, fired the gun at the African-American officer. The officer then returned fire and killed Cole.
And Hall of Fame pitcher Whitey Ford has died. He spent his entire 16-year career with the New York Yankees, retiring in 1967 as a six-time world champion. Ford was elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame in 1974. He was 91. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.